Hour two rolls on right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We'd love for you to connect with us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. One of my favorites back in studio. I was out last week under the weather. My man, Andy Pondello, back with us with our MLB news and notes. How are you, Andy? I missed you.
I'm good. It's been a rough ride for baseball fans in Houston lately. This has been a terrible month of September, to put it lightly.
Well, it has been a downer, but I tell you what, before we get into kind of the news and notes and what's going on with the Astros right now, talk to us about, I mean, they just lost their wonderful announcer, longtime signature voice of the Astros in Milo Hamilton, and he'd been, in fact, on my program many, many times throughout the years.
Yeah, I think a lot of people knew it was probably coming. Milo hadn't been looking too good, 88 years of age, nonetheless. Very tragic loss for the Houston Astros family. Everybody knows Milo. These players, present, past, I mean, everybody knows Milo as the guy, Mr. Astro, if there ever was one, and that's going to be a tragic loss. You hope that maybe this can bring the team together a little bit, maybe win some for Milo. And I know the Astros are going to do a fantastic job of honoring him.
Okay, so let's talk about the Astros. Why are they collapsing down the stretch? What is going on, Andy?
I don't know. It's a little bit of everything right now. You can try and pin it on this guy. You can pin it on the manager. You can pin it on the GM. People are going to point fingers anytime a team struggles. But in reality, the starting pitching hasn't been as good in September. The bullpen has been pretty awful. And then the hitting for a sustained period of time now hasn't been quite near as good as it was mid and early season. So when you combine all those factors, it's just hard to win baseball games. And it's not that they're just getting run completely out of the stadiums in these games. Even with these negative numbers, they're able to come back time and time again. They're able to hang right with everybody, lose by one or two runs. They aren't winning close games, and they definitely aren't winning on the road. They do have a long homestand coming up. This could decide their season, and if they play like they have all year at home, then they'll be able to hang in that race. But it certainly is a, it's got to be demoralizing, no matter what the players say to the media, no matter what Hinch says to the media. When you've been leading all year long, to lose it in just the last couple of weeks, the division lead, it's really going to test how strong your team is.
Well, a team that is not collapsing is the Texas Rangers. And I think we've kind of hit on that, or at least I kind of projected that I could see them really surging. Why are they having success late in the season?
Really a veteran offense. When you look at teams that surge like this, you would expect there to be a lot of veterans, and that's what they have. Beltre, Fielder, Mitch Moreland, you know, these guys in the offense, they've been through this before. They've been through the highs and the lows of a 162-game season, and I don't think they're ever going to get too far down. This team was 8 wins and 16 losses to start the year. They looked like there was no hope. Looked like you were making moves to plan for next year when Yu Darvish came back. I mean, I'm quite surprised. You know, I knew the offense had holes. I didn't think they were spectacular. They've plugged those. The starting pitching, I figured, was okay. It could be good enough. But when you have a top five worst bullpen in the league for more than half the season, I just don't see how you can compete. You've got to give credit to the Rangers where it's due. They have surprised me. They've surprised a lot of people in Major League Baseball, this run they've put together. They've really pieced together this team on the fly. It works for this season. I definitely think next year will be their best chance to, you know, go deep into a postseason run. But right now, a very hot team, and they've been outscored by more than 30 runs this year, yet they're in first place. The algorithm doesn't make sense, but they're not there yet. There's still some games to be played. I'm curious if the luck catches up with them, if they continue to do what they're doing. But nonetheless, I feel very surprised what they've been able to put together, and you got to give them credit.
He's back, our baseball guru, Andy Pondello, with our weekly MLB news and notes right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, where weekends, they always start early. Okay, since we're zeroing in on the AL West at the beginning of the year, hey, we're talking about the Mariners and the Angels. I mean, has this division, has it played out the way that you anticipated?
No, not at all. It's definitely been quite the whirlwind when you look at this division. It really doesn't make a lot of sense if you're a believer in the metrics that baseball goes by, runs scored versus runs surrendered. If you look at those metrics, really the Oakland Athletics should be in second place right now because they've outscored their opponents, yet they're in last place. The Rangers, they've been outscored all season by their opponents. They're in first place. It doesn't make a lot of sense. There's a lot of abnormal things that have happened this year. The Mariners, they have probably the best hitter in the entire division this season, and Nelson Cruz having a mammoth year. Really, he could be an MVP candidate in the American League, but his team's no good, so he's not going to win it. nonetheless, it has been very fun to watch how this division has evolved. We've seen a lot of guys branch out. We've seen a lot of disappointments this season. At the end of the year, whoever wins it's going to earn this division, because this has been a hard-fought division. We've seen the Angels on top. We've seen the Astros on top. We've seen the Rangers on top. These three teams have beat each other up. They may win the division with only 88 wins, 89 wins, and you may not look at them like a lot, but this division, I feel, has been more difficult to win than the other two divisions in the American League, because you have those three teams that have been good for durations of time. When you have a division like the American League Central, you do have some bottom feeders that you're able to beat up on. Even the Mariners, as disappointing as they've been this season, haven't been that bad. They've just been bad.
Okay, so what's your perception of the Angels? They seem like a team that's kind of been forgotten just a bit. Is that correct?
Yeah, they've been forgotten. I think a lot of people have left them for dead now, like the Washington Nationals and the National League. But again, you know, I say this every time I come on. I say it on my podcast every time I talk about baseball. I've seen teams make up seven games in a matter of a week and a half. There is a lot that can happen right at the end of the season. The best example I've always seen is the Colorado Rockies in 2007 that I believe won their last 16 games to get into postseason play. So, you know, nobody's ever out of it. Till they're mathematically out of it at this point of the year, you never know who's going to run the table. And the Angels, they have been very just blah in the second half. Albert Pujols looks like he's hit a wall. Mike Trout is having probably the worst stretch of his career. And without those two in the lineup, they just don't have enough depth to make up for it. Garrett Richards, obviously a great pitcher at the top of the rotation. Jared Weaver finds a way to continuously win. And then Santiago, a guy who sometimes looks like he's an ace and sometimes looks like he's batting practice. So the Angels have pieces. They haven't been necessarily good. I don't think they could get very far in the postseason this year, but you know they're still in it. Do you trust the Twins to get that wild card? Do you trust the Angels, the Astros? I mean, the Angels are still in it. They're still breathing. They have a pulse, and they have a lot of veterans on that team, so I wouldn't count them out 100%.
Okay, Andy Pondillo with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined, and we're going to talk some more about the Angels, and I'm going to ask him out of the commercial break, what about Mike Trout? Why is he struggling mightily? He'll give us some answers right after this quick timeout.